Grab some today.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. David Koch died. I'm Chris Foster. He's one of the richest men in the world, a businessman, philanthropist, and a really big political donor, more now from Fox's John Decker.
The billionaire had been in declining health since last year. He and his brother Charles co-own Koch Industries, an energy and chemical company based in Nebraska, and with their vast wealth, helped to build a massive conservative network of donors aimed at swaying elected officials, mostly Republicans, in support of libertarian-leaning economic policies. That political network did not support President Trump in the 2016 election and does not plan on backing his re-election efforts in 2020. David Koch was 79. Chris?
John Decker, thanks. The Chinese government announces new tariffs on more American imports, not saying which ones, starting next month with more December 15th in retaliation for the Trump administration doing the same on more Chinese imports here. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro.
The risk here for China when it does things like this is simply to galvanize support even more for the president. So, look, we're going to have negotiations.
He was on Fox Business Network this morning. More now on the fires burning in Brazil and the international response from Fox's Evan Brown.
Now, Chris, there are about 2,500 active wildfires now burning in the Amazon rainforest in Brazil. And those fires are now the source of some international tensions over climate policy between European leaders and Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro. France and Germany are now opposing trade deals with South America. Bolsonaro is now suggesting international aid workers started the fires on purpose to create diplomatic troubles for him. French President Emmanuel Macron now says the matter should be dealt with at the G7 summit, which starts tomorrow in France. Chris?
Evan Brown in Miami, thanks. We're a half hour to the opening bell on Wall Street, give or take. The Dow is down, Dow futures, that is, are down 110 points. America is listening to Fox News.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for silent threats in today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity, and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off your first year.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
President Trump's at the White House today, then leaves tonight for France and the G7 summit of world leaders to talk about trade and other issues. He'll be joined by the leaders of France, Canada, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Great Britain. A lawsuit in Illinois is challenging a law there against asking people for money on the street.
There's been legal fights over panhandling across the country. In the latest, two panhandlers backed by the ACLU have filed a federal lawsuit asking that if charity groups or firefighters can solicit money on roadway medians, why can't they? They're challenging an Illinois law and ordinance in Downers Grove in suburban Chicago that bans panhandling. The village of Downers Grove in a statement saying the suit comes as a surprise, seeing as how police stopped enforcing the ordinance earlier this year. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A big Disney festival kicks off in California today.
The sold-out D23 Expo is billed as the ultimate Disney fan event, and it happens this weekend at the Anaheim Convention Center. There's a Marvel Studios pavilion, which features panel conversations with filmmakers and stars, and on Sunday, a special Marvel Comics 80th anniversary celebration is planned. Another draw is the ceremony inducting Robert Downey Jr. and Jon Favreau into Disney's Hall of Fame. There's also a Disney Plus showcase, and fans could get more news on Star Wars Episode 9, Rise of Skywalker, as well as Frozen 2 and the upcoming live-action remakes of Mulan and The Little Mermaid. Some of the events will be live-streamed on social media platforms as well as D23.com. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And again, our top stories this hour, the death of the businessman, philanthropist, and big conservative political donor David Koch. He was 79. Also, the Chinese government announcing new tariffs on more American imports starting September 1st, and then more December 15th in retaliation for the Trump administration doing the same on Chinese products. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
We'll probably get more details on David Koch's death at the age of 79. Someone who really pushed a lot of funding into the political world. And John Decker will be joining us in about a half an hour here on ESPN 93.5. I'm Diane Ducey, trying to keep the ship afloat here while Stevie J's on vacation. Plenty of terrific guests. Half century of progress is happening at the Aviation Center, is what we're calling Chanute these days. With all the tractors and combines and old farm equipment, they've got a wonderful weekend. We'll check the weather coming up shortly, too. And as a matter of fact, Raminator, the monster truck, is out there, and the racing team with Mark Hall coming on the air to talk about that inside the next 5 or 10 minutes. First, we've got your local news, and it's brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage want to make your home buying process easy as you get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com. Local news coming your way at 8:06.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man who led sheriff's deputies on a chase in March has been given 18 months of probation. 28-year-old Keith Cooper was under the influence of a canned air propellant. He pleaded guilty to driving under the influence of an intoxicating compound. It happened on March 23rd. The state wants to declare as sexually dangerous a 42-year-old man with sex crimes convictions and more allegations. The News Gazette says earlier this month, a prosecutor filed charges against Gregory Reed, accusing him of repeated sex acts with a girl under the age of 13 in Mahomet. Judge Tom DeFantis on Wednesday agreed to appoint two sex offender evaluators to examine Reed and see if he meets the criteria of being a sexually dangerous person. If the state can prove that Reed suffers from a mental disorder that causes him to commit sex crimes, he could be locked up indefinitely. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310, NMLS number 1772943.
Our weather forecast is brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier and printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years. Visit wattscopy.com. We've got sunshine and a high 80. What a nice way to wrap up the week, down to 54 tonight. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 78, low 55, 79, partly cloudy on Sunday, August 25th. Wow, these temperatures are unheard of. It's awesome. Right now, the temperature is at 64. Plenty of sunshine this morning. ESPN 93.5. I see on our studio lines from Raminator fame, from the Hall Racing Team, it's Mark Hall.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fine. Hasn't the weather been great at the half century of progress in Rantoul?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Oh, yeah. Are you with me, Mark? I'm talking to you now.
Hello.
Oh, shoot. I had this problem yesterday at this time. Mark, I can hear you just fine.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, let me hit this again and hit this. Okay. And then let me do this again. Maybe we can activate you. Mark?
Hello.
Are you there, Mark? Can you hear me now? Okay. Okay, I'm going to check this out in just a second.
Addie's Bar and Grill blends traditional sports bar food like burgers and wings to gourmet dishes like chicken parm pasta and pan-seared Asian salmon. But the burgers at Addie's are their specialty. Their signature Addie's burger has smoked cheddar topped with smoked brisket, bacon, and onion relish. And they douse it with bourbon barbecue sauce served on a crispy brioche bun. Why not start your meal with shareable apps such as mini chimneys made with ground beef, corn, peppers, onions, and black beans wrapped in a deep-fried tortilla. Wow, guys, I'm getting hungry. Can we wrap this up? Let's all head to Addie's.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
My name is Ken Amtower. We started with a fire pit and then added seating. We added on to the existing patio. We now have a gorgeous space. Words can't describe. To have a space that is so peaceful that it allows you to relax and collect your thoughts is invaluable to me. And I have a place that I can't help but be proud of.
I'm Alan Perkinson, and our team would love to serve you at your home or business. Check us out at allcreation.net.
ESPN 93.5, Mark Hall, are you there?
Hey, here we are.
Okay, great. You're with the Raminator. Describe what that is.
Oh, the Raminator, oh, it's, let's see, it stands about 10 and a half feet tall. It's about 12 and a half feet wide, weighs almost 11,000 pounds, makes almost 2,000 horsepower. So that's a big old Ram truck now.
Yeah, it is. And you guys are headquartered right around Rantoul, Thomasboro area with this monster truck?
Heck yeah, right there out in the country there. Heck, when you drive by Interstate 57, you can almost throw a rock over there to it.
I see it, and I honk every once in a while.
Oh, heck yeah, you got to honk when you go by.
I don't know, Mark, if you remember, but back in the day, probably late 80s, I actually sat up in that monster truck on site. I was with WCCU-TV, and I had a little show in the morning at 6 a.m. called Tuning In, and I did a package featuring you guys and had a blast.
Well, that's cool.
It's quite a thrill to sit in something like that. And you have, like, a simulation effect going on at Half Century of Progress in Rantoul today.
Absolutely.
And into the weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. Fly by and see us. We got a Raminator there that you can sit in. You can kind of sit in my office chair, if you will.
There
you
go.
And come out and yeah, it's pretty cool and it's neat to see them up close and kind of see how they work and all that sort of thing and the parts we use. And I mean, if you're a gearhead like myself, you know, you got to check all that stuff out and see all the stuff that goes into one.
Half Century of Progress at the Aviation Center in Rantoul has been going on, and the weather's been terrific. They're saying record crowds.
Oh, absolutely. There's a ton of folks here been, you know, it kicked off yesterday and, you know, the whole buzz around town. You know, I live up in Rantoul, so the whole buzz around town's been really neat and a lot of folks. It's kind of cool to see all the folks coming into town and the different license plates and all that sort of thing and see where people are from. And, you know, the thing is that I think it's really interesting too is the fact that, you know, there's people from all around the world that come to this and it's really, really cool.
The tractors, the combines, the farm equipment, the field demonstrations, all the vendors with the ladies can even have fun getting their country, house decorating or shanty chic on. So there's something for everyone at the Half Century of Progress. It's happening throughout the weekend, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It runs through Sunday, but it kicked off yesterday, and like you say, it's just a really good time. It's a lot of fun for everybody. You know, even if you're not interested in farming, you can't help but not be fascinated by all this equipment and to kind of see see how they used to do it back in the old days and all that sort of thing, and then you know maybe see a little bit of modern stuff as well.
Let's go back to the Raminator. Did you guys set a speed record in this big truck?
Absolutely, we did. Did a couple years back, and we wanted to go after a record, we're huge drag racing fans as well. So we thought, let's go after a speed record and see what we can do there. So we tuned up the Raminator, you know, and we went after, and we went down to Austin, Texas, Circuits of America down there, that Formula One track, and we made some runs at it. We broke the record on the first attempt, and then the second two attempts, we went a little bit faster yet. We went 99.1 miles an hour, which, you know, that's pretty cool. I gotta admit, I wanted to be the first guy over the century mark, you know, officially, but maybe we left a little on the table there so we can go back and do it again. But it was a lot of fun. We learned a lot and had a good time doing it. So, I wouldn't mind going back and maybe stepping it up and try to get to maybe 110 or something. That'd be kind of cool.
It's great talking with the gearhead. We have a 54 Ford, and my husband's the treasurer. treasurer of the Illini Collector Car Club. He loves getting under that car and tuning things up. It's just quite an asset if people have those kind of skills. With today's day and age and all the computers, I think it kind of takes the fun out of it.
You know, it does a little bit. You know, and that's the thing. You know, we're hardcore. You know, we like the old stuff as well, and kind of get your hands dirty kind of thing, you know, and tune them up the old school way instead of hooking your laptop to it or whatever, you know.
You know, Mark, with Raminator at Rantoul and participating in the Half Century of Progress where we can come by and talk to you guys, do you have like a philanthropic quest attached to your appearance?
I'm sorry?
Do you have like a charity that you're helping out in this appearance?
Oh, no, we're just kind of hanging out there and seeing folks and just having a good time, meeting and greeting kind of thing.
Okay, because I know when you appeared around the 4th of July, you were trying to raise money for the memorial out there.
For the veterans, yep, we do that every year, and that's been pretty cool, too. That's always kind of special to give back a little bit to those folks that gave so much to us, you know.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the radio. If people want to learn more about Raminator or have them come to a festival or something, what do we do?
Oh, heck yeah, go to Raminator.com. But, heck, if you have firsthand, you can come out to the Half Century Show and sign up to win $70,000 towards the purchase of a Ram truck and visit everybody. Nathan's up there right now. I'm going to head up there in a little bit. And, yeah, it's a good time. Come up there and sit in the Raminator, get your picture taken, and hang out with us. Have a good time.
Mark Hall, thanks for being on the radio this morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. See you there.
ESPN 93.5.
Introducing the next generation of SiriusXM with all new features, exclusively on the SiriusXM app and online. Enjoy over 100 ad-free extra channels filled with music for any mood. Create your own ad-free music stations with personalized stations powered by Pandora. Watch video of your favorite shows and performances, and listen in more places than ever because listening outside the car is now included in even more packages. Visit SiriusXM.com/connect to start listening today.
ESPN 93.5, we've had people texting in the word cards to win tickets to see the Colorado Rockies at Busch. If you'd like to text in the word cards to 359-2255, I'll be getting a winner very soon. Cardinals win, come from behind yesterday. The final was 6-5. Your Redbird recap now on ESPN 93.5.
John Rooney, last night, 9 of the 11 runs scored were on home runs, and the Cardinals scored all 6 of theirs on 2-run home runs.
And they were able to take Miles Michaelis off the hook after Michaelis gave up 5 earned runs on 8 hits over 6 innings. Dominic Leone worked a clean inning, and he picked up the victory as the third 2-run homer was a shot by Dexter Fowler, scoring Matt Carpenter, putting the Cardinals over the top 6-5. And, Mike, the Cardinals went 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position, but used home runs by Ozuna, DeYoung, and Fowler to stay a half game behind the Chicago Cubs in the Central.
As the Cubs won 1-0, against the San Francisco Giants. We're on the air tonight now at 6:20 as Jack Flaherty will try to make it 2 in a row over the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, the Rockies are using Peter Lambert on the mound, and again, 7:15 start. So that'll come into the Tay and Derek show, Derek Piper. Sorry, I'm distracted. My microphone was doing something funky. Keep in mind, on Monday, we're going to start grilling out in our parking lot here over by Meyer in Urbana with the U of I Meat Sales Room, grilling and chilling. Make sure you're here on Monday to find about the meat to bring to your tailgate party with the Tay and Piper Show. All right, Cubs over San Francisco. That final was 1-0. We've got a series starting up against the Washington Nationals and a day game today. 1:20 start from Wrigley against the Washington Nationals using Anibal Sanchez on the mound. And the Cubs have John Lester. We've got Chicago White Sox winning over Texas. That final was 6-1. Dylan Cease on the mound for the Chicago White Sox against Lance Lynn of Texas fame now. That's a 7-10 start. NFL trending story is about Cam Newton from the Panthers. The quarterback sacked and a left ankle sprain is what sources are saying. New England went on to win 10-3 in this preseason game. We have the Bears in Indy to take on the Colts. tomorrow. Illinois soccer, 3-1 winners over Loyola. They'll be in action against Dayton Sunday at 1 if you want to check them out. Off to a good start. Illinois volleyball, that orange and blue scrimmage is happening tomorrow at 5. And they're focusing on charity with Eastern Illinois Food Bank versus Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. So wear your orange or blue to root for local charities, too. And for all of these events happening over the weekend, it'll be fabulous to have that Gospel and Jazz Fest, and we'll hear more about that from Hessel Park on Sunday, 3 to 7. I'll help MC that. High 80, low 55 today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Your Fox Business Minute now brought to you by Provident Financial Group. Partnerships you can trust. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, China is said to be preparing new tariffs on U.S. exports. Reuters says China will raise tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. products on September 1st and December 15th, more than 5,000 U.S. products. Those dates coincide with the dates the U.S. is slated to increase tariffs on imports from China. The president's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, tells FBN's Maria Bartiromo the trade talks next month are still on.
Be assured of this. Negotiations will continue as they have been. They will be done behind closed doors and follow Navarro's rule. If you hear anything about those negotiations and it doesn't quote somebody specifically on that trade team, then you're getting lied to.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 600,000 U.S. vehicles sold since 2011 because they could roll away. It's an electrical issue. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Your life with the new premium home rental. Call Amber at 213-3034 or go online at cuhomerentals.com.
It's 8:22 and we are talking with Tasha Page Lockhart. I'm so excited. She was in the BET competition Sunday Best, and I got a clip of that, so we're going to relive this memory for Tasha. She's on hold right now and can hear me here at ESPN 93.5, and she'll be part of the Gospel and Jazz Fest to raise money for Safe House. It's a recovery center called Substance Abuse Free Environment. It's Sunday at Hessel Park from 3 to
Tasha
7.
Page Lockhart.
I got goosebumps on goosebumps right now. You are taking us to church. I am looking so forward to you coming to town. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm good. Let's talk about that beautiful voice. How long have you been singing?
I have been singing as long as I could talk, and that is literally singing in church, singing in competitions, talent shows, at school, at home, washing dishes. I grew up in a musical family. I mean, my whole family can sing. Three generations of music. My grandfather was with Motown, traveled with Berry Gordy. He was with a group called the Monitors, and he's actually in the Motown Hall of Fame and on the wall at the Hitsville USA Museum there in Detroit, Michigan. So it's just a part of my family. It's who we are, and I'm proud to be doing what God has called me to be and making my family proud. So.
That's terrific. Where are you from?
Detroit, Michigan.
All right, Motor City. Obviously, great influences that you just talked about. And how did you, like, know what kind of competitions? I know with this BET Sunday Best, you also have a title that you won in the UK, right?
Yeah. I won Well, I won the season six of Sunday Best. That was in 2013. In 2015, I won the Stellar Award for New Artist of the Year. And then that later that same year, I believe, that is when I won the award for Female Vocalist of the Year in the UK for the Gospel Music Touch Awards.
That is so thrilling. So you've been able to pretty much travel all over the world?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Yes. We're looking forward
Thank
to you coming
you.
And experiencing what Champaign-Urbana has to offer here in East Central Illinois. So we're 2 hours south of Chicago. I'm sure you've been to Chicago and sang a few times, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, let's talk about the Gospel and Jazz Fest and the recruitment that went on to get you. I know Canaan Baptist Church is kind of the founders of this, and I believe it's year mm-hmm. number 22. Willie T. Somerville has been an inspiration over the past probably 35 years of him doing choral direction, and he passed away. His daughter, Chandra Somerville, is kind of the director now, and she's done an awesome job bringing in all these local acts, different gospel acts and different praise teams and some dancers and even some jazz going on. It's between 3 and 7 on Sunday. It looks like the weather forecast is going to be terrific at Hessel Park, and we're looking forward to you hitting the stage right around 5:15 or so. And people come out. There's food trucks all around, just so I can kind of tell you what's going on. People just bring their lawn chairs. There's also some chairs out there. There's probably about 10 different churches from the area that come out, and they have different tents where if you have something heavy on your heart, they'll pray on it with you. So keep that in mind, too, in case you need some praying on in a certain aspect of your life. Hey, let's talk about religion a bit. Did you felt a stirring inside from the Holy Spirit to get you to sing God's praises on the altar?
Like I said, I grew up in church, and my parents pastored church for 23 years. So it's just a part of who I am. I didn't want to go on Sunday Best. I didn't think I was even capable of doing anything like a competition. Someone paid for me to go, sent me to Houston, actually, to audition, and the rest is history. So, but I realized after going what the real reason God sent me to the show and to win the show is because I had a story to tell. So it's just amazing how this whole thing came together, and then me even being a part of this event on Sunday, because, you know, my name went through the ranks of about 3 or 4 people before Pastor Tatum even called me to be a part of it. They were trying to get in touch with me and couldn't find my information. So Pastor Warren Campbell called me, Bishop Ulmer called him, and then they called. It was just a exchanging of hands. And then when he told me what it was about, I was like, okay, it's meant for me to be here because I was at one point in my life addicted to drugs.
I see.
So to be a part of this event that deals with substance abuse sponsored by the foundation is just God ordained.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Helping young people and reaching out to the community. So,
you know,
I'm excited about coming.
Drug addiction can touch so many people, and you think, oh,
absolutely.
Well, you're covered by the Holy Spirit, you're good, but that's not always the case. And
that's not always the case.
Substance abuse-free environment is what we are supporting, and those folks in recovery.
Yeah.
I am looking so forward to your performance. I'm afraid we're almost out of time. If we want to get more information about Tasha Page Lockhart, how can we do that?
You can reach me at TPL1Ministries@gmail.com, or you can type in Tasha Page Lockhart, that's TashaPageLockhart, on all social media outlets, and you'll find me there.
Wonderful. Such a pleasant woman. I'm looking forward to you singing again after 5 o'clock on Sunday at Hessel Park during the Gospel and Jazz Fest. Tasha, be blessed. Thank you so much for sharing your gift.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right. You take care. ESPN 93.5, what a lovely lady. I'm looking so forward to her singing again. Hessel Park, be a part of it with ESPN 93.5. And if you'd like more details, ESPNCU.com. We'll have the podcast later today.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Billionaire and philanthropist David Koch has died.
His brother, Charles, announcing the news in a statement saying, quote, it is with a heavy heart that I announce the passing of my brother.
Fox's Sandra Smith.
David and his brother, Charles, co-owned Koch Industries, a Kansas-based energy and chemical company, since 1983. Last year, Koch stepped down from Koch Industries and his influential political network, Americans for Prosperity Foundation, citing his declining health.
David Koch was 79. China announcing it'll slap tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. products to retaliate against U.S. moves, which were to impose punitive tariffs on an additional $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. And another Democrat drops out, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, abandoning his 2020 run for the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Now we have our local news. It's brought to you by Thomas and Eller's Insurance, your local independent auto insurance agent. Call Justin or my buddy Dave, who's coached so many women in Parkland and at Unity, 217-356-2400, or visit thomas-ellers.com for Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The state wants to declare as sexually dangerous a 42-year-old man with sex crimes convictions and more allegations. The News Gazette says earlier this month, a prosecutor filed charges against Gregory Reed, accusing him of repeated sex acts with a girl under the age of 13 in Mahomet. Judge Tom DeFantis on Wednesday agreed to appoint two sex offender evaluators to examine Reed and see if he meets the criteria of being a sexually dangerous person. If the state can prove that Reed suffers from a mental disorder that causes him to commit sex crimes, he could be locked up indefinitely. One person was hurt in an isolated shooting in northwest Urbana yesterday. Police said they were called to an area of Eureka and Romine streets a little before 4 p.m. Thursday. They were told a man had been taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound. They found the man with non-life-threatening injuries. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas and Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400.
It is pretty cool when we take a look at this forecast. It's brought to you by Honda BMW, right over by Thornton's and Savoy 16 Theater, drivechampaign.com. It was pretty neat inside the last few years for that Honda President's award-winning dealership to get the tap and the honor. Service before, during, and after the sale. See Ben Quattrone and Tommy. There's so many folks. Craig has been great. Honda BMW, test drive a vehicle today and get in something that you really enjoy driving. DriveChampaign.com. They also have a express purchase feature on their website at drivechampaign.com. Gorgeous, high 80, low 54, partly cloudy tomorrow and Sunday, high 78, low 55. Right now we're at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. Time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda CR-V, which you made the best-selling CUV in America in 2019. And while the joy caused by these deals is quite a joy to behold, it's even better to experience for yourself. So hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Based on IHS market calendar year-to-date, March 2019, for non-luxury traditional entry-size CUV segment, new retail registrations in U.S.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda HR-V. Awarded Best SUV Brand for 2019 by U.S. News & World Report. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. U.S. News & World Report, November 2018.
You know the sound.
Can he score 20? 10, cuts back, 5. He will! Touchdown, Illinois!
have that feeling. And you live the tradition. Now it's time for you to join the fight. Be at Memorial Stadium this fall. Tickets are on sale now at FightingIllini.com.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
Highest Hockey Gymnastics in Champaign is a top-notch gymnastics teaching ground for a child's discipline and dedication to a craft. Highest Hockey Gymnastics also serves the purpose of growing a child's confidence in their own body and knowing how their body operates to help them in future athletic endeavors. With 13 different classes suited for different ages, skill levels, genders, and time slots, Highest Hockey Gymnastics has a class for your child. When thinking about the cost per class, don't think of it as that. Think about it as an investment in your child's future. Call 351-2003 or email info@highestockeygym.com for more information and to sign up for classes.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 2334. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34. And Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328-MICHAEL-JORDAN, Walter Payton.
Grill and chill with the U of I Meat Sales Room Mondays starting this fall on ESPN 93.5. Each Monday, Ben Peterson stops by, gives you ideas on what you should be cooking at your tailgate event. Listen for our first Grill and Chill segment coming up Monday, August 26th. Ben will tell you how to prepare the main dish, any side dishes, talk about the price of the meat and the products used, and how much to make to feed your tailgate group. It's ESPN's Grill and Chill with the U of I Meat Sales Room, located off Florida on Maryland in Urbana. It all gets started August 26th.
I enjoyed our conversation on the radio here at ESPN 93.5 with Tasha Page Lockhart, again, the featured gospel singer, although there's 10 different churches coming together and different praise teams coming together at the Gospel and Jazz Fest Sunday between 3 and 7. So bring some money out, make some donations. It's happening for Safe House, the Substance Abuse Free Environment. Tasha is struggling with some addiction issues earlier in her life. It was pretty neat to hear her share that, and her voice will be awesome to hear after 5 on Sunday late afternoon. The weather's going to be great. I know earlier in the hour we talked with Mark Hall with the racing team that has the Raminator. Half Century of Progress is happening today, tomorrow, and Sunday with all the tractors and combines and farm equipment at the Aviation Center in Rantoul. I also want to mention Urbana's Sweet Corn Festival. Music starts around 5 tonight. I know my friends in the Tons of Fun band hit the stage at 8:15. We have Captain Rat and the Blind Rivets on stage tomorrow night. It's going to be awesome to hear all the local groups, have all the vendors, and all the hot, buttery sweet corn that you can get. So come on out with a fistful of dollars and enjoy all the festivities in downtown Urbana with the Sweet Corn Festival also in progress this weekend. And I know that it's Joe Diffie pairing up with Johnny McGuire of Walker McGuire fame for Hoopston's National Sweet Corn Festival next weekend, August 30th. That's a whole lot of fun, too. So many events to tap into. Of course, ESPNCU.com is the place where we have a community calendar where you can get signed up for things. And I also want to have this mention in for Bill Erickson, who is known for his work with International Friendships, making the world feel at home right here in our community. We appreciate him having a picnic on August 25th. between 4:30 and 7:30 at Hessel Park on the west side of the park, right off Grandview Drive in Champaign. And there's free food. They're playing baseball, volleyball, a beanbag toss. The International Friendship Groups welcoming the international students to our community and kind of partnering with the Gospel and Jazz Fest off to the side with that picnic that's going on. If you're interested in hosting international students, that's something that I've done and had a great relationship with the folks from Germany who came and lived with us during the school year and experienced Unity High School. And my daughter Gabrielle and I went to visit them. We've also hosted my older brothers and sisters, and I've also been an exchange student myself, so it's a very cool thing that can happen as you host other people from other cultures. All right, I see my phone line is ringing, so we'll be back in a moment. We have John Decker that we'll be visiting with shortly here on ESPN 93.5. This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4, and their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick, friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
John, it's me, Diane Ducey.
Hi, Diane.
Thanks for checking in.
How are you? Thanks for playing that in Stevie's absence. Great to talk to you. Happy Friday to you.
Yes, agreed. Now, we've had some news come down the pipe about David Koch passing away at the age of 79. Share us what you know about that story.
Sure. Well, David Koch was a billionaire. According to Forbes magazine, he and his brother ranked 11 and 12 on the Forbes list of the wealthiest people in the world. And he was a tremendous philanthropist, gave more than $1 billion to charity. But he's also known for being a conservative activist. He had been in declining health since last year, so his death, not that much of a surprise. He and his brother Charles co-owned Koch Industries, which is an energy and chemical company, and with their vast wealth, they helped to build a massive conservative network of donors, which was aimed at swaying elected officials, mostly Republicans, to support their economic policies. Interestingly enough, Diane, that network did not support President Trump in the 2016 campaign, and it does not plan on backing his reelection efforts in 2020, David Koch is being remembered for obviously the impact that he's had on politics, but also his philanthropy. He gave, as I mentioned, so much money away to support education and the arts and cancer research. That will have a lasting impact.
So speaking of financial world and Donald Trump, you mentioned David Koch did not support him very much, but it seems like that's also been the trending story. You've been working out at the White House, John Decker. Donald Trump and those financial records, how is that story going?
Well, it's a story that will take a new turn today, and the reason being is because a federal appeals court in New York, Diane, they will hear oral arguments over a request by congressional Democrats for the president's financial records, his tax returns. A lower court has already denied the president's request to block a subpoena for those records, and so it's now in the appellate court in New York, and I have no doubt that whoever loses that case will likely appeal it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. So it's not going to be over at this appellate court level. This case will probably ultimately be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Thank you so much for putting us on the pulse of what's happening in the White House with Fox News. John Decker, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot, Diane. You too. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Be well, and we'll talk then.
Sounds good. Thank you. ESPN 93.5, always appreciate hearing John Decker's perspective. Back with the sports headlines in a moment.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
The NFL's not the NBA. It's just hard to envision somebody tanking. There is simply too much pain. NFL fan bases can't take it. NFL owners can't take it. NFL coaching staffs can't survive. There's one team that we've been talking about for quite some time and one player that seemed destined for each other. Tank for Tua. Would it all be worth it? If Tua's tank worthy, if Tua's number one overall pick in the draft worthy, Tua's got to show something in the biggest games against the best defenses. I think Tua's going to be a good NFL quarterback. But in the conversation about tanking, if it's worth it for the Dolphins, if it's worth it for anybody to deal with the pain, Tua's got something to prove that you're going to put up with the pain to get him.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hey, I'm Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers when I was a Major League Baseball player. Now I do yard work, raise my boys, and get the occasional 18 holes in, but I still have to deal with that Hall of Fame pain. I use Blue Emu pain relief products. The Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis or Continuous Spray are easy to use. I just spray or rub it on. No stinging or burning. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
ESPN 93.5. I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J on vacation back Monday. Although, Austin Berkland in the studio with me. This plane comes in, he's like doing a late flight, like midnight in Chicago, and then he hasn't worked out the ride yet all the way back. I told him that my husband could help out, he's retired from Cranston. And so that could be like two or three, getting home, and then we're on the air at six. That might be an entertaining show, actually.
I agree.
All right, as the Cubs fan, we had a win over the San Francisco Giants, 1-0.
Yeah, they swept that series. My goodness, Kyle Hendricks was absolutely phenomenal. Didn't allow a single run in the game. You look at what Kyle Hendricks has done this year. It's just been insane. He has an ERA of 3.2. His home stretch has been phenomenal, and he's given up less than two walks at home in his past, like, 23 starts or so.
John Lester to the mound as we start up a series against the Washington Nationals out of Wrigley. It's a 1-20 start. Annabelle Sanchez for the Washington Nationals. Should be a good contest heard over on US 105.9. Of course, ESPN 93.5 is your home for the St. Louis Cardinals with a come-from-behind win 6-5 yesterday over the Rockies.
Yeah, Dexter Fowler hit that game-winning home run. You like what you see out of Dexter Fowler. And the Cardinals, they just keep grinding out wins. When you think they're out of it, they come back. It's very reminiscent of Cardinals teams that have done well in the postseason, teams that just grind away with their bullpen, teams that just are able to come back with the likes of Paul Goldschmidt, Dexter Fowler again. This year has been phenomenal as well. So, yeah, this Cardinals roster has been pretty insane to watch just when in terms of, like, the seventh inning and beyond.
It's the 7:15 start against the Colorado Rockies. By the way, Kelly Wassum of Tolono won a pair of tickets to tomorrow's game. So enjoy from ESPN 93.5. The Cardinals will have Jack Flaherty on the mound tonight. We have Chicago White Sox over Texas 6-1. They've got a 7-10 start. And as we move into the NFL, the trending story, Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton looks like he's going to have a sprained ankle.
I just drafted him in a fantasy draft, so hopefully he's not out for too long. Right. But, yeah.
And add insult to injury, New England wins over the Panthers 10-3. Bears are in action in Indy tomorrow to take on the Colts. I had Chris Thomas on at 7:22.
Oh, yeah?
And he talked about the Illinois volleyball season, the orange and blue scrimmage that's happening at 5 o'clock at Huff Hall tomorrow. It'll be a theme of Eastern Illinois Food Bank versus Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, depending on if you're wearing orange or blue. So good luck to our Illini volleyball team. Soccer team won over Loyola 3-1 yesterday. They'll have a game Sunday at 1 against Dayton. Anything to look forward to for Jeremy's show?
We have Casey Bogislaw at 10 o'clock. He's going to break down the world of Major League Baseball. And at 9:30, we have Ryan Burns from the Minnesota 24/7 site about the Golden Gophers as their opponent coming up.
Excellent. And finally, it is August 23rd, and it was the final day for Josh and Ashmo. And
yeah.
Josh are friends and Q96 over the years. I know since I've been with CBJ Broadcasting inside the last 10 years, Josh has been a part of that. And he's been a part of your life as a kid in Paxton.
Oh, yes. Listening to him every day in high school, on the way to school. Always get in the car. First thing I turn on was Q96 because I like the pop music. And then I liked hearing Josh and Ashmo banter back and forth about who knows what. So it was always a good time. And congratulations to Josh and Ashmo on their run. Really a phenomenal morning show that they built here in Champaign. They are icons in this area.
I agree. Now, Ashley has a career with Crisis Nursery, and she does some incredible work for them. And, of course, when Josh and I were on the air together at 6:20 this morning, we talked about the prize value of all the prizes he's handed out. I mean, it's probably over $1 million, Austin.
I would say so, because there's been some big trips given away, like to other states and everything, and all those concerts, VIP sections,
yeah.
and meet and greets. I mean, it's got to be over $1 million.
Good stuff. Q96 has a new chapter starting up after Labor Day in September. Austin, thanks for being on ESPN 93.5 with me.
No problem.
All right, and Jeremy's show starts after 9. So keep it here on ESPN 93.5. Back with your weather forecast that looks terrific.
And indeed.
Best purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
What a fantastic weekend forecast and way to wrap up our week with a high 80 in the sunshine. 54 our low tonight. Sweet Corn Festival in downtown Urbana. I recommend it. Really moving and shaking after 5. Going until midnight and 11 to 11, I believe, on Saturday. Saturday's forecast looks terrific for August 24th. High 78, low 55. 79 the high on Sunday. Again, join me at the Gospel and Jazz Fest at Hessel Park between 3 and 7. Great to have vocalist Tasha Page Lockhart on the air today. Jeremy Warner's show is next. Enjoy the day, and thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend with ESPN 93.5.